You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This summer marks the 20th anniversary of Supernatural, Santana's wildly successful Grammy-winning 1999 album, which has become one of the best-selling albums of all time. One of the singers on that album was Tony Lindsay, Santana's lead singer from the early 90s to 2015. He continues to perform regularly at clubs throughout the Bay Area, and he recently stopped by KALW for this edition of Bay Area Beats. He shares what it means to be part of the Santana legacy and why he doesn't plan on retiring anytime soon.
My name is Tony Lindsay. I was born and raised back in Kingston, New York.
Come on!
I started when I was 8 years old singing. We had an a cappella singing group called Four of a Kind, and we used to win a lot of competitions and the talent shows and all that kind of stuff. And my dad used to work in the hotels back in upstate New York. So he would always like, hey, you know, my son's singing group is pretty cool. You need to bring them in. You know, our parents never had to worry about where we were. We went to school, came home, we did our homework, and then we went to practice. And we'd be singing on street corners. And when I left to go to college at Albany State University, that's when when the group split up, because at that point, I was leaving town and I wasn't coming back. And I haven't turned around. I haven't turned back since, man. It's been, I've been telling people I've been having a great time since I was 7, 8 years old, and it's continuing.
I made it through. Don't judge the way I'm living till you take a walk in my shoes. If you think that you know me, I took the bumps in the
San Jose was my first stop when I came to California. That was in 1980. First thing I did, I went and found a job and all that kind of stuff, and it wasn't making that much money. I've always done music, always had a band or was involved in a band, even though I would work at men's clothing stores and all that. And I did that for a reason, because, you know, work at a men's clothing store, you can get a serious discount and sometimes even get stuff for free. So, you know, I had to look good while I was on stage. Back then, there were music venues, live music venues all over the place, man. I mean, the Bay Area was just full of them. I was out every night of the week going, checking out new clubs. I'd drive to San Francisco. I would go to Sacramento. I'd go to Monterey, just checking out all the clubs and started sitting in with people. And that's how I made my connections. Next thing you know, boom, things started taking off. Woodstock is 8 miles from where I was born and raised. You know, I was too young to kind of understand that kind of stuff back then. You know, that was the age that I was listening to we were doing Temptation stuff and all that. You know, and then somebody says, hey, Santana. We're like, who is Santana? But after that Woodstock concert happened, we all knew who Santana was. Chester Thompson was the keyboard player with Tower of Power for a long time. So when Chester left Tower of Power, he went to Santana. So Chester came out to see us one time, and he says, hey man, you know, we're on break now from Santana thing. He says, but Santana's looking for a new vocalist, and you know, if you want me to throw your name in the pot, I'd be happy to do it. They sent me a tape of about 4 songs for the audition. We got through 2 songs, and Carl said, I'm cool, I don't need to hear anymore. So I actually kind of took it that, well, maybe he didn't dig it. Got home later that night, and there had to be at least 12 or 13 voice messages on my answering machine with Kevin Chisholm, the manager at the time for Santana. Hey, man, Carlos really likes you, man. Call us back. And then there'd be another one. Hey, man, you know, are you going to call us back or what? He wants to know if you want to do the gig. So I finally called him back that night, and that was it. The rest is history. You know, with that Santana band, man, there's been a lot of great different bands that have been there. But I think I got, besides the original cats, because when that band came out, it was ridiculous. I think I got the next best chunk of that whole existence of the Santana band. And I'm glad I was in there when I was there, because I'm a part of Supernatural. You really never know when you're doing something, when you're recording, how it's going to turn out. And we didn't know. You know, it was a good CD, but we had no idea the impact that that record had. We were on tour in Europe while they were still promoting it. So when we got back home off tour and found out that that CD was blown up like it was like, wow, because we were in this bubble over there for the longest time. And when we came back and seeing how much of a hit that thing was, it was like, wow. We got 11 Grammys for that, you know, and I got all 11 of them at my house. Not only we got 11 Grammys, we got an American Music Award, we got the BAMMY's Award, we got so many awards that year. It was crazy, man. Being a part of that Santana legacy now, it's part of history now. That's something that's written in stone. So it's really cool being a part of that, because, you know, people connect me with that Santana band. You can't, the disconnection is not going to happen at this point. And I got a lot of fans all over the world, too. I always thank Carlos about that. Thanks for sharing your audience with me, because, you know, for me to know and say that I was a part of the Santana band for 25 years, man, that's big stuff, man. Big stuff. I knew that when I was like 8 years old, I knew it was what I wanted to do. I mean, they got so much enjoyment out of singing, you know, and I'm going to do that until I'm no longer on this earth. I'm going to keep on doing that. I'm never going to retire. You know, it's cool, too, because if something happened and my legs don't work anymore, I can sit down and sing. I'm always going to be doing it, man. What else? I tell my wife all the time, they're going to carry me from the stage to the morgue.
That was former Santana lead singer Tony Lindsay. His new album called Something Beautiful is available now. And you can catch him performing live this Friday night with the Ray Charles Project that's at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. That piece was produced by Beau Walsh.